Greetings to you, great All Saints students. I know you have been enjoying yourselves at home, but I will also advise that you should not allow distractions whatsoever, and you should remain focused on your studies. Welcome to our first class on e-learning, and I am going to teach economics for SS1. I am Mr. Chimeze Ihilebu, your economics teacher. The topic today is labor market. Labor market. Before I go on to answer the question on what labor market is, let me quickly outline our objectives in this teaching. The first one is the meaning of labor market. 2. Labor force and factors determining the size of labor force. 3. Efficiency of labor and ways by which efficiency of labor can be improved. Now, let's go back to our first objective, which is what is labor market? I am going to break this phrase, labor market, into two. Labor and market. Labor is one of the factors of production, and it is defined as all human efforts, which may be physical or mental, skilled or unskilled, scientific or artistic, that are used in the productive process, usually for a reward. I am quite sure that many of you have not forgotten about the four factors of production, which are land, labor, capital, and the entrepreneur. On the other hand, economists do not really talk about market as a place for buying and selling, but rather economists define market as any arrangement or system that brings buyers and sellers together for the purpose of business transactions through telephone or letter or any other telegraphic system. So for the economist, a market, or rather a marketplace, is a fixed place where buyers and sellers could be in contact. For example, we have a place like Ariaria Market in Aba, Ochanja Market in Onitsha, and Balogun Market in Lagos, etc. Therefore, defining labor market, I would say that labor market is a market that brings workers and employers into close contact for the purpose of rendering services, or I may also define labor market as a market where wages and other conditions of employment are negotiated and determined. Here, what I'm trying to talk about is for the fact that labor market is an integral part of the entire market, because we have other types of markets. Some of them are the stock exchange market, the money market, capital market, factor market, or also commodity market, etc. Let us now go to the next lesson outline, which is the meaning of labor force and factors affecting or determining the size of labor force. Now, what is labor force? Labor force is also referred to as the working population. Working population, and it is defined as the total number of persons available to supply the labor for the production of economic goods and services. It is the total number of people of working age in a country who are able and willing by law to work. It comprises all persons who have jobs and those who are seeking for jobs in the labor market. We should note here that able-bodied men and women who are looking for job or work, but they don't have any befitting work to do, are also included in the labor force. The working population or labor force varies from one country to another, and they are normally found between the age brackets of 18 to 65 years, depending on the country we are referring to. The next question is, what are the factors affecting the size of labor force? Some of the factors affecting the size of a country's labor force include A, the size of a country's total population. The size of a country's total population. When a country have a large population, then there is the tendency that the number of labor will also be large and vice versa. For example, compare Nigeria and Ghana. You all agree with me that Nigeria's population is larger than Ghana's population. So it means that Nigeria's labor force is larger or will be larger than Ghana's labor force. Another important factor is the school entry and leaving age. School entry and leaving age. If the school entry age is on the lower side, this means that students will leave school at a lower age, thereby leading to high labor force and vice versa. C, the retirement age. The older the retirement age, the more the supply of labor and vice versa. In Nigeria, the retirement age, I think, is about 60 years. Now, this means that when a worker reaches that age, automatically such a worker will be disengaged from the labor force, allowing others to come into the labor force. But if this age is extended to, like, let's say 65 to 70, we see that such a worker will still be in the labor force, and this will make the number of workers in that labor force to be higher than the previous one. D, the age distribution of the population. This also means the age structure of a population. The lower the dependent people, the higher the supply of labor and vice versa. For example, we may group Nigeria's age distribution or age structure as follows. From 0 to 17 years, we classify this age group as the dependent or dependent ratio or population. 18 to 45 years, which is the labor force or the working population. Then 46 to 60 years, the working population or the labor force. Then the last one, but not the least, is 60 and above. This one are also classified as the dependent or dependent population or ratio. So it is how the population is distributed that will determine the labor force. If a larger percentage of the population is found within the age bracket 18 to 60 years, then this means that such a country will have a higher supply of labor or higher labor force. Then another important factor determining the labor force is the role of women in the society. Role of women in the society. In some societies, especially in some parts of the northern region, women are usually prevented from engaging in gainful employment because of their religious belief or social or maybe factors like the cultural, and this will invariably affect the size of labor force. Now, these are some of the points, but the points here are not exhausted because there are other points which I will want you students to also look for. I do hope you are following all through. Now, let us move over to the last subtopic, which is efficiency of labor and ways by which efficiency of labor may be improved. Let me define efficiency of labor. Efficiency of labor refers to the ability of labor to increase output without increasing the quantity of labor. This is usually expressed in terms of increase in output of labor within a shorter period of time, without any fall in the quality of goods and services produced. When we talk about efficiency of labor, it implies an increased productivity per worker. That is, the worker will be able to produce in a larger capacity. And there may also be an improvement in the quality of other products that are being produced. So in a nutshell, we are talking about the fact that efficiency of labor means when the worker is at his best. When the worker is at his best. Now, what are the ways by which efficiency of labor may be improved? Some of the ways or factors that may enhance the performance of a worker may include 1. Education and training. A well-educated or well-trained worker is in position to increase efficiency in his workplace. You know that today, most establishments will look for the qualification of a worker before such a worker is being employed. And they lay emphasis on the education, or on the other side, the training such a worker have on that particular job. So education and training is one of the most important factors that will enhance the worker's performance in his workplace. Then also we have the level of technology. When we talk about technology, we mean the different tools or machineries, or also a way of the system of mechanized production that a particular country uses in its productive process. So when the technology is on the increase, then the efficiency of labor will be high. Another important factor is the general working conditions. The general working conditions. For example, some of the important factors under this general working condition are things like a good lighting in the place of work. That is, if the factory is or have a higher capacity of lighting, you see that it will enhance the efficiency of the worker. And when such a worker don't have things like overheating, or if there's any proper ventilation, and also the avoidance of overcrowding, all this will help to contribute to a worker being at his best, and his productivity will be positively affected. Another important factor is the state of health of a worker. A healthy worker is more likely to be more efficient than a worker who is a sickler. If you compare a healthy worker and a sickler, you all agree with me that a healthy worker will perform better in his workplace than a sickler. Another important factor is the personal skill of the worker. Some workers possess natural skill in doing a particular job, and this makes his work being efficient. There are some instances when some workers who have not acquired any education or training in a particular job perform well in such tasks. Now, my dear students, this is how far we can go in this particular topic, but in summary, we have discussed about the topic labor market, and we were able to discuss another concept like labor force and efficiency of labor and the factors that are affecting them. This is how much time will allow me for this particular topic. But before I end, I have some questions for you on this particular topic on labor market. And if you encounter any difficulty in any of them, send your questions to me. One, what is labor market? Two, define labor force and mention three factors affecting labor force. Three, what do you understand by efficiency of labor? And B, 3B, state the various ways efficiency of labor may be enhanced in an organization. Assignment. Explain the following terms. A, mobility of labor. B, why may labor as a mobile factor of production be unwilling to move? I want you to be on the lookout for the next topic within this week. Thank you.